USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday, the Biden administration approved a plan to complete a section of the border wall near Yuma, Arizona. The goal is to fill in four major gaps in the wall that continue to allow Yuma to be inundated with illegal immigrants. Texas Senator John Cornyn says the cartels in Mexico are gaining massive wealth.
They will move people, or they'll move drugs. They are what some people have called commodity agnostic. They're all in the money-making business, and they're getting rich because the Biden administration is doing nothing to stop or deter illegal immigration.
China is reporting Chinese leader Xi Jinping warned against playing with fire over Taiwan. In a call with President Biden on Thursday, highlighting Beijing's concern about a possible visit to the Chinese-claimed island by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Still no word if she will go or not to Taiwan. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reached their agreement on a major tax and climate package Tuesday evening, but kept it a closely guarded secret. Without any details being released, some GOP lawmakers say Manchin probably received a lion's share of the deal for his constituents to go along with the deal. The United States Postal Service is getting into the election business.
The United States Postal Service is creating a division to handle election mail issues as part of an effort to ensure swift and secure delivery of ballots for the 2022 midterm elections. The division is going to be called the Election and Government Mail Services. The executive director of the division stated that the service will oversee, quote, election mail strike teams in every local and district community to address any problems that might arise. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The principal of Uvalde, Texas Elementary School, Mandy Gutierrez, where 19 students and 2 teachers were killed by a gunman, has been fully reinstated, effective immediately. The Islamic New Year, also known as the Arabic New Year, is the first day of Muharram, the first month of the Islamic calendar. This started 570 years after the birth of Jesus Christ. As Democrats hammer out an agreement that vaguely addresses health care, climate change, and large corporate tax increases, the cost to the American taxpayer is roughly $740 billion during a recession. Rona McDaniel, the Republican National Committee Chair, says the GOP is a sharp contrast to the DNC.
I do think it's important that we create a bold difference between the Republicans and Democrats, and we need to take that to the American people. Listen, we're for parental rights. We're for parents having a say in their kids' education. We're against this woke agenda of teaching our kids in kindergarten about gender identity and telling young women that they have to compete against biological men in their school sports. These are things we're for energy independence. Of course, we should be producing energy here in the United States. We are for religious freedom. We are for economic opportunity. We are for a border that is secure and stopping the flow of drugs that are coming across our border. So we have to be bold in saying these things.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.